This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. Now, I don't know about you, but there is absolutely nothing that can ruin my day like a pimple or a breakout, especially one that just appears out of the blue. I had thought I'd left those days behind in my teenage years, but sadly, that's just not the case. Actually, up to half of all adults experience acne well into their 30s and 40s. And today, we're talking all things adult and hormonal acne with Dr. Vivian Tam. She's the creator of the all-natural Zilch Acne Formula. Vivian is a doctor of Chinese medicine and a cosmetic acupuncturist with a passion for combating all types of acne with Chinese herbal medicine. She created Zilch to treat her patients in her Melbourne clinic, but after achieving a 90% success rate, she's made it available for everyone. In this episode, we discuss how her special Zilch acne formula can help target all different types of acne naturally, and she tells us exactly how it works. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Thanks, Irene. Thank you so much for reaching out and having me. I'm very excited.
I absolutely love your Zilch product. I absolutely hate hormonal acne. For anyone that doesn't know what Zilch is, can you explain what it is and how you created it?
Yeah, absolutely. We call it Zilch Acne Formula. It's a TGA approved formula. It's 100% natural, and it's actually Chinese medicine-based herbal supplement designed for acne. The formula actually comes in a tablet form, and it works on healing the skin from the inside out. So it's an ingestible that helps with reducing inflammation, eliminates toxin buildup, promotes blood circulation to help with blockages in the skin and to promote healing. So I actually am a Chinese doctor, and I have a clinic in Melbourne with a special focus in skin. I actually typically see a lot of acne patients. So I didn't create this formula as a product. I created this for a formula for my patients that see me day to day. And what I found was these mind-blowing results after weeks of use. And over a couple of years, I kind of went, I think I'm onto something here. And that's where the idea for the product came about.
So what makes Zilch different to the other acne products on the market? Because what I find is remarkable about this product is the results are really phenomenal.
Yeah, they are. If I can say so myself.
Yes.
I love this question because we take a lot of pride in why Zilch is different, because it is very, very different. And this is obviously, this conversation is not to say that other acne products don't work and they're not as good as mine. Of course not. But there are a couple of point of differences. First of all, it's an ingestible. So most acne products out there work on external causes, so skin creams and lotions and things like that. This actually works internally to balance and work at the root cause of acne. We believe in Chinese medicine that it's very, very important to look to the body, as you know, usually skin ailments are a symptom of something bigger going on internally. So that's probably the biggest point of difference. Secondly, when we say it's all natural, it really is all natural. I know there's a lot of products that claim that they're natural, and then when you really look at them, they're not that natural. So we are really proud to say that every tablet that you take contains only 17 herbal ingredients and then potato starch as a binder, and that is it.
So
like,
no
literally
synthetics.
There is nothing else. No synthetics, no fillers, no nasties, no preservatives. And that's because of the specialized extraction process it goes through. So we use a factory that manufactures in such a way that it's able to extract it and then granulize it and then tablet form it without the use of any of these extra additives, which makes it super cool. I mean, sometimes I think about it, I think that's kind of amazing. I mean, I've had this product for 2 years now, actually, and I kind of still look back and go, how did we even do this? But, you know, it's pretty cool. And thirdly, I think the point of difference is that we're working on balancing the root cause, which means it's not going to be something that you're going to have to be on forever. It's not like a short-term sort of management solution. We are really working on the root causes and hopefully give people a long-term solution to their skin problems.
Yes, because most customers have said they only need to buy one tub. It's not something they need to be taking, you know, for years. So Is that how it was designed to work, that you take the full course of the whole tub and then?
The main philosophy behind Chinese medicine, whether that's for skin or for digestion or for whatever it is that the body is showing up symptoms because of an imbalance or a pattern that's existing in the body. So once we work on balancing and changing that, the body, you know, given the right chances, it should stay balanced. So with Zilch, most of our users are finding that once their skin clears up, they're not having to stay on it. Now, we have a small amount of people that message us and say, hey, is it safe for us to stay on a super low dose ongoingly because I worry about what's going to happen when I come off it? And that's also a totally fine way to approach it as well. But generally speaking, we didn't design it to be something that you have to rely on or to be dependent on.
And I think that's what makes the upfront investment such a great long-term solution.
Absolutely. And I mean, you did just mention the sort of one full tub type of scenario. I mean, it is going to be different from person to person, obviously. I get the question a lot about, you know, so how long does it take to see results and how many bottles will I need to take? Of course, everyone's going to be different. But what we notice is that within the first 2 weeks, people are seeing positive changes, and whether that be a reduced amount of breakout or just less severity. So they're saying, oh, look, I'm still getting pimples, but they're not as large and lumpy and pustular as they used to be. They're a lot smaller and easy to deal with. And then after that, we notice that more significant changes by the end of that first bottle. Most people take typically between one or two bottles, and that can last between 2 to 4 months, depending on sort of what dosage you're taking it at. But once they're done with that, they generally shouldn't have to come back for more, which is pretty cool.
If it's hormonal acne and you are sort of breaking out regularly every month, could you take it leading up to your cycle, or would it be something you would take in one cycle as, again, the whole tub, and then future cycles would work?
That's an interesting question, because in the clinic we would treat that slightly different, in the sense that we would still have to look at the hormonal aspect. Like, we can't say that one product for inflammation and detoxing is going to change your hormones, you know. But typically people will take it leading up to, knowing that they're going to have that breakout, so preempting that breakout and settling that. But what we found with a lot of hormonal people is, even being on it full time, so you're actually taking it through the cycle, will actually take away the toxin buildup and the inflammation that can happen from those hormonal changes. So it's almost like if you take the wheels off a car, the car can't drive, but the car still exists. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So it kind of like is changing a vital, you know, something that the body needs to break out, so that when you do go through that hormonal phases, your body kind of doesn't have the fuel to do that. But I'll let you on a little secret. I mean, it's probably not going to be a secret because it's on a podcast now.
But we won't tell anyone.
We'll let Nourish Life be one of the first ones to stock it, obviously. But we are working on a hormonal and stress balancing formula, which is a formula that I actually prescribe in the clinic alongside Zilch for people that have that very, very hormonal pattern. So that's going to be super, super cool for that kind of thing.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So we've talked about hormonal acne, because that's sort of my passion, because
what you have.
Yeah. And also, you know, I think a lot of the Nourish Life customers, they're all, you know, around, you know, maybe my age, probably a bit younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all sort of have children and are a bit stressed trying to balance work and life. And I think that hormonal acne is, you know, really common against my audience.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm really passionate about it. But what other types of acne does it help with? For example, my daughter is 13, and I see that she gets breakouts. Is there an age limit, or?
We recommend people from 12 years and up. Anything under that, then we would probably say definitely get medical advice through your GP first to make sure that it's safe for them. I'm not going to say it's going to be unsafe, but we can't make the call to say that anyone under 12 can take it. But yeah, typically teenagers are totally okay to take Zilch. I mean, it's a totally different pattern, isn't it? When teenagers, it's almost normal that they're going through these hormonal fluctuations and this, you know, crazy skin stuff. But absolutely, Zilch can be taken by teenagers. We've had a lot of before and after submissions from mothers that have had their teenagers on Zilch with really great results. So definitely something that can be used for teenagers, but all the way up into, like you said, into your 40s. It's funny because I get a lot of people coming to the clinic and they kind of sit down and they say, look, I'm 40. I can't be dealing with wrinkles and pimples at the same time. So, you know, it's not an uncommon thing to see, but it does help with a big range of acne. In the clinic, it was designed to assist with patients that suffered from, you know, anything from like closed comedones, which we know is like blackheads and little congested things under the skin, because we still see that as an over-oil production or an inflammation pattern in the skin. And we can also help with pustular whiteheads. We can help with even more the deeper cystic acne. So when it's typically around that jawline and cheek area, and they're usually sort of quite sore and they don't really come to a head and they don't heal very quickly. So Zilch can also be used for those types of patterns as well.
Right. So this actually also works for blackheads.
It wasn't designed for blackheads, mm-hmm. but what we find with a lot of people that take it, they say, oh, wow, I can't believe how much my skin has smoothed out.
Wow.
If that makes sense. Yeah. So instead of it being sort of bumpy and yes. congested, it feels smoother because blackheads are clogged pores because of the amount of excess oil production along with dead skin cells that are kind of plugging that follicle. And so if you take away that inflammation that's causing the skin to overproduce oil, then you're settling that pattern right down as well. So we have a lot of people coming back and going, oh, look, that wasn't my focus, but I've noticed that, you know, a lot of these little bumps that I used to have along my forehead and along the side of my cheeks have gone down.
Right. Okay. And so we take the tablets, we have our teenagers take the tablets. What sort of skincare regime do you recommend to your patients when they're on this? Is it just sort of a scrub and a cleanser and a toner, or do you have a different type of regime?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I, first and foremost, will never tell people that I'm a skin therapist or anything like that. So I don't dabble a lot in skincare, but what I find is don't wash your face in super hot shower. Don't sleep with your makeup on. Exfoliate to stimulate dead cell renewal. I know Nourish Life has some amazing scrubs. I personally use the, I don't know how to say, is it Pai or Pai?
Oh, the Pai, yeah. That's really gentle,
amazing.
That scrub. Yeah, great for sensitive
yes,
skin.
Exactly.
I use the Cora turmeric scrub.
It's really, haven't used that one.
It's really
brightening, I imagine.
It's like dermabrasion.
It gives you a good in a bottle. Exfoliant.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, with skincare, the reason why I say I do a lot of it is because I don't affiliate myself to a certain brand,
yep.
but I always encourage definitely use gentle skincare and definitely use skincare, because what I find with a lot of acne patients is I'll say, what do you use for skincare? And they go, oh, I don't moisturize. I'm like, why not? And they say, oh, because my skin's oily. And you're like, no, don't do that. You know, because skincare is still very important for acne. Even if your skin is oily or acneic, you should be using gentle moisturizing ingredients, because the way I see it is if you were to leave your skin to dry because it's oily, your body's only going to overproduce oil to make up for the fact that the skin is dry. So I still think it's really important to look for a gentle brand that's still going to add moisture back into the skin without clogging its pores.
Okay, great.
So I know a lot of the products that you recommend are also non-comedogenic, so it means it doesn't clog pores. And that's something that we get our patients to look for as well. I really believe in facial oils because yes. I think that there's nothing more to tell the body not to overproduce oil is to add oil.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think
back
as well.
Back into the skin. And along with skincare, I think lifestyle changes are probably the most important thing too, right? Like, you know, making sure you're getting your sleep, making sure you're de-stressing, because stress is very inflammatory in the body.
And
you know,
water,
so it's really, really important.
That,
yeah. It's all the things we already know, Irene.
I know. I think it's important that we don't just think, though, that we can take the tablets, you know, and then continue to, you know, not cleanse our skin properly.
Or,
yeah, exactly. And
yeah.
we need to make sure that we have, you know, a good diet and drink the water, lots of filtered water and those sorts of things as well, because then, you know, you will see those long-term results and not have to keep going back to the bottle of tablets.
And that's exactly what it is. You've hit the nail on the head with the long-term results. So if you had a bad lifestyle and you took Zilch, it would still help your skin. You definitely would notice reduction in acne, reduction in breakouts and all of those things. But the change will not be long-term, because if we're trying to work on balancing your body and you keep doing all the things that are throwing it back out, then you're kind of only going to be chasing your tail.
Oh, exactly. Then you're putting it back out of balance.
Yeah.
And I'm just actually thinking of my daughter while I say this, because I'm thinking I'm going to put her on these tablets and then I've held back.
She's going to have sugar.
She's going to have sugar. She's going to have fries on the way home from school.
Yes.
And that's,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
That's not going to help.
Yeah. But we can all try our best, I think.
I mean, it's all very well to say, you know, these herbs and the results and we can read the reviews mm-hmm. and we've got, you know, mm-hmm. before and after photos. But how did you originally mm-hmm. test its effectiveness? How did you know that these combination of herbs, you know, would work?
When I made this product, it wasn't actually to make Zilch, essentially. It was just to treat patients in clinic. So we tested the effectiveness just by giving these to real patients that I had been seeing in the clinic setting. So that was over a span of about 3 or 4 years. I formulated it based on, obviously, time and time and time again, week after week after week, seeing the same or similar typical pattern that people were presenting with acne. And so I kind of formulated these ingredients and kind of went, okay, it seems to be working over and over again. This seems to be a pattern that we keep seeing and are able to treat. So that was in the clinic setting. And then when we went into sort of producing Zilch in the research and development stage, we actually sent the formula out to a larger group of people on an acne forum. So we actually produced a thread and said, hey, we've got this formula that we're researching and wanting to develop as a TGA-approved formula. Who wants to try it and come back with results? And so we gave them a survey type thing, got them to send in before and after photos, and the results were so positive. And so good question as well, because we're actually in the process of looking into doing some clinical trial studies as well. So that's super exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, great. Yeah. People love to see the actual results. I think that's really important, especially before people invest their money.
Well, it's really important to us at Zilch as well, because as you'll see, like on, you know, Nourish Life and on our website and anything that you read about Zilch, we don't like aggressive marketing. We're not into that sort of gimmicky. We're very, very authentic in the sense that use this product, you know, this is what it does. We don't, you know, use clear skin models that have no pimples. Like everything that you see online about us is real. They're real submitted before and after photos from people. They're real reviews from people that have used it. And that's kind of what we thrive on.
Oh, absolutely, especially this day. You know, that used to work really well in the 80s and the 90s, but now it's all about authenticity, and I think that's probably another
thing. Well, people are clued in. People are clued in. Yeah. People on social media so much that they know what's paid and what's not and what's real and what's not. And sometimes it's really hard to make your way through the noise, but we just put our foot down and hold our own and kind of go, no, we're just going to keep using authentic users and authentic stories. And, you know, obviously the story is coming through and we're so happy with that.
So we talked a lot about hormonal acne in relation to women and their cycles, but is this product also good for men and teenage boys?
Absolutely. So we always say on our website, you know, Zilch doesn't discriminate, but you know, to explain that further is like men and women will both experience typical imbalances that Zilch works on. So men also, you know, can have inflammation, have toxin buildup, have poor circulation, need help with promoting healing in their skin. So absolutely, there's no reason why men can't take Zilch. I think it's more just because men don't reach out as much. I think that's probably why we kind of question, oh, can men use it? Typically, you know, it's women that are able to sort of open up and speak about their skin and sort of try new things and do something about their skin, whereas men kind of just go, oh, I've got acne, I'll just live with it. But no, we encourage men to take Zilch as well. Absolutely no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I think this is just such a wonderful solution for teenage boys as well, for mums that are listening to give to their teenage boys. Now, I noticed as well with taking them that you need to take a lot.
It's up to 4 tablets twice a day. So it's the highest dosage that you would go is 8 tablets a day. Now, it's a good question. I love to actually explain this because it throws people out when they're like, what?
Am I really supposed to take eight? Yeah.
Okay. So the tablets are fairly small. So they're not huge tablets. But the reason why we have to take that amount is because what you're getting in Zilch is pure herbal extracts. So they're not what we're used to. You know what we're typically used to? We're kind of going, oh, one a day multivitamin, because those ingredients are kind of synthesized and they're able to sort of extract it in such a way that you can kind of go, take this tiny little tablet and it'll have these hundreds of benefits. Whereas we are literally going, here's 17 ingredients herbal. We pop it through a, you know, extraction process, but you're coming out with the most potent extract of the raw ingredient. So it's just, that's how much you have to take of it to get that benefit coming through. In the clinic setting, I do it as a powder. So when you press 4 or 5 little scoops of powder, that actually ends up being 8 tablets. And that's kind of how we came to it. I mean, obviously the dosage is going to be different depending on what your acne is. So if you've got mild acne, you're probably only going to be taking 2 tablets twice a day, as opposed to moderate acne at 3 tablets twice a day. And then at more severe or full-on acne, you would be taking the full dose at 4 tablets twice a day. But, you know, at the end of the day, you pop it in your mouth, you swallow it with water and away you go. It's not too difficult.
But can I then crush them up or put them in a blender and hide them in my daughter's smoothie? Because I just don't think she'll take the tablets.
They can be crushed, definitely. You can crush them because they're only bound by potato starch, so there's nothing else holding them together. And then you can actually just add hot water and mix it around and it will dissolve really easily in water. But I have to warn you, it is super bitter. So the ingredients that we use, like, because they're roots and barks, it's a super, super bitter formula. So you can add honey to it, but it's not going to make it taste nice. It's just kind of probably going to mask that bitter edge. But, you know, it's totally doable. I mean, to this day, I still dispense this kind of formula in powder form, because in my clinic I have a dispensary. So I kind of go, okay, I'll add this ingredient and that ingredient, and it comes out in a powder form. There's no way that I can make it tablet form on the spot. So yeah, people do it. It's absolutely safe to do it. It's just, it's quite bitter. So you just need to be okay with it. But you get used to it, you know, you get used to everything. Most of my patients kind of go, oh, and then after 2 or 3 days, they're like, oh, it's fine. You've gotten used to it.
When you start seeing results as well, you're like, oh, I'm totally fine to put up with this
flavor. You just do it. Yeah. I remember I had this one patient, it was hilarious. She came back and she goes, oh my God, Dr. Viv, that was the most disgusting thing. But she goes, but in 2 weeks, my skin's cleared up. And she goes, if you told me to lick like dust off the floor, I would do it. And I've always remembered that, because I thought, it's true, isn't it? When you've got that kind of skin, you'd do anything if you know it's going to work. If you're seeing improvements, you're just going to keep going, you know.
Well, thank you for making it into a tablet form then, so we don't need to taste it.
Yes, that was a definite.
Glad I asked that question. This is a personal question for me, because my daughter's anaphylactic to nuts. That's another reason I've avoided getting these.
There are no nuts in this formula. They are all either flowers, barks, roots. There's not even seeds in there. They're all just herbs. There are actually no nuts. There is peach kernel though, so the actual seed of a peach, but no tree nuts or anything like that. I mean, obviously, please take it to your GP and check through the ingredients. All our ingredients are listed on your website and on our website as well. So definitely double check if you know that you're known to have allergies. But it's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's even halal, actually.
Okay. And you also are involved in all of these beautiful animal charities as well. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. So it was funny. Somebody said to me, so why did you launch Zilch? And it was like the first answer I would have given them was like, well, because I've got a solution and I'd love to be able to reach people, help people with their skin naturally, give them a long-term solution. And then as Zilch sort of grew, I kind of sat down and went, where am I going with this? And I kind of went, I think that my end point is actually to be able to give back to charities that I really believe in. For me, a really difficult part of this world is the animal cruelty that goes on. And so Zilch actually, you know, percentage of profits through both our retail and wholesale channels actually give back to 4 charities that we support. So World Animal Protection, which helps with a lot of the animal welfare in tourism. So, you know, the bears in cages and the dancing bears and the tigers and things like that. Animals Australia, which work with livestock exports from Australia. And then there's this little one in India called Animal Aids Unlimited, which just helps with street dogs and dogs that have injuries. And also International Animal Rescue, which is a UK-based charity that helps with freeing, you know, orangutans and bears and things, you know, wild animals that have been kept in putrid conditions in captivity. So that's a really, really big part of our brand as well, is that we are working towards hoping to change, you know, all these little souls that I think are just, I can't even, don't even get me started.
Oh, that makes my heart sing when you, that's what such a beautiful brand, and to help people with something that their own confidence, help people feel better about themselves, and then to, you know, help all of these animals all around the world. And I just think that's beautiful. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, I mean, there comes a point where you kind of just go, like, I'm not just doing this for me anymore. Mm. You know, like, you've got to contribute, you've got to give back.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. Vivian, thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining how all of that works. And I am sure that all of our listeners are going to be super excited to know that you're there and that can help. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Irene. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.